Welcome back to the Otago Herd, part of the Big Game Records series of the Stag Rule podcasts. We're off to the Albert Burn here in 1933. Arthur H. Hamilton, 8x8. Ooh, this is a great start. This will get you going. 42 and 7 by 43 and 42 and 4 inches in spread. Span is 32 and 6. Beam is 5 and 4 each side. Coronets are 9 and 6 by 9 and 5. Brow tines are 13 and 7 by 13 and 6. Bays are 14 by 13 and 7. Trays are 12 and 4 by 14 and 7. Outer royals 12 and 6 by 9 and 6. Inner royals 10 and 4 by 8. Back tines 11 and 2 by 15. Inner off the back tine of 15 and 3 by 14. Loses some symmetry here off the inner off back tine of 3 inches on the left. And then there's an outer off the back tine on the right of 3 and 2. So misses out on a couple of points on that one. Total score though, still a whopping 357.5. This star egg was located on a dark face holding Hines on a snowgrass ledge cut off by a series of bluffs. Hamilton had been watching him for 2 days, convinced he was well over that desired perimeter of 40 inches in length. On the third day, the stalk was on, the stag by this time holding some 28 hinds. That's a problem. Approaching his quarry from above, Hamilton soon discovered he was being continually watched by an aged hind, very often the case, and that he was very short of available cover all the time he was engaged in his slow, laborious stalk. Hamilton was aware he had to get as close to the stag as was possible and get in a clean shot to avoid his trophy crashing down the bluffs that lay below where he was located. When about 150 metres from his quarry, Hamilton accidentally dislodging a rock, it rolling down the hill and drawing the attention of both the stag and the old hind. The old matriarch took off, the stag following suit, forcing Hamilton to take the shot before he was prepared. His first shot missed, but the second found its mark. In his death throes, the stag rolled down the slope and over a bluff, breaking one of the antlers. Fortunately, it was a clean break and easily repaired. Thank goodness for that. Big country in there. I've hunted the Blue River and, yeah, crikey dicks. Amazing stuff from 1933, of course. That's when it all started, 1933, in places like the Albert Burn and the Blue River, cleaning up. A great book is The Deer Hunter, and it's around that time when he's in there. Still guiding being done, but yeah, scenes like 28 hinds weren't unusual. Next up, one of the New Zealand legends, A.D. Kiddo. The Junction Stag, Marinette Burn, from 1922. Come on, you've got to be subscribed. We'll see you then. This is New Zealand Big Game Records, Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011. D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011. All rights reserved.